Okay, we're on Mem Aleph on the base. The top of the Amid. Omar Rabba Bar Yonason, Omar Rav Yechiel. Erson Yotha Lechola, Lerufuwasa. Erson is good for, it's an all cure-all. My Erson, what is it? Omar Rav Yonason, Chushla Desari, Atikta, Deresh Nafya. It's peeled barley, right, aged peeled barley that is separated first when you sift the barley. Omer Abaya, bayin bishula kein bisra tura, and it has to be cooked like you cook ox meat. It needs to be cooked well. Rav Yosef Omar, smidi desari atikta, deresh nafya. It's not the peeled barley, but it's the barley flour that also from old barley make flour, and it's the first one that sifted off. Here also you have to cook it. In order for it to be effective, you have to cook it like you cook ox meat. Omer Rav Yochanan, bor dom ein mevakrin ve ein maskirin shmo. Right. Boredom is a certain kind of disease that person bleeds profusely from it. We'll see in one second. You don't visit such a person and you don't even mention the name of the disease in front of him. Maybe this is the makor why people don't mention the names of certain diseases. The reason is that when you mention it, it's ma'orer, the malachim that are for that disease, and gives it an achiza. In any case, here it says ein maskirim shemo pashtus. It doesn't mean you don't mention the name of the disease. It means you don't mention the name of the disease in front of the cholda because it embarrasses him. Rashi, see, chushla desari saorim yeshonim klufim, aged barley that's what's it called. The husk, the peel is taken off. Peeled barley. Teresh Napa, Shemadubakim Benapa, Uvikvorak, Shemaratin Bohem. They stick to their sieve, when they're sifted. Burdom, so Rashi learns, Burdos, Besamech. Shilshul Godl, Shiotse Kol Shoa, Kemayin Hanoveya. Person has tremendous diarrhea. Shein Lo Shulayim, the Yotsu Menukol Amayim. Then he becomes dehydrated. The isti amre bor dom the mem kemo bor shenoveya dam, right, the diarrhea is mixed with blood. The isti amre makashakorin bin malant shiyotze nomi hemenu dam. I don't know what that is. Anybody have in the English what it says? Bin malant, the French. Also a thing that makes person bleed. And say, okay. I think it's some kind of hemorrhoids. Mitneishu kemayin hanoveya. Do we get to there? My time. We didn't get it yet. Omer Abelazer mitneishu kemayin hanoveya. Because whether it's whatever it is, the blood gushes like a stream, like a spring, and it's very embarrassing for the person who has it. Rama Ralazu Lama Nikra Shmo Bordam Shu Kemayin Hanoveya Bordam. That's the second shot in Rashi. Rashi Shu Kemayin Hanoveya Shukofids Mizela Zev Yeshbo Sakana Laskiro. It's a sakana to mention it because it's contagious. So even mentioning it, can like be Piskun Pelisot. Okay, umarpeo refuas hanefesh, right? It says that you're allowed to heal a person who is usher to have hanah from you. You're allowed to heal him refuas hanefesh, but not refuas mamam. Hechitoni, ilema de refuas nefesh bechinam refuas mamam beschar. It means both of them are talking about where he's physically sick. You can heal him for free, but you can't heal him for money. Right, free because of mitzvah to heal him, like we said, wherever it's a mitzvah and you're doing it basically for the mitzvah and the other person incidentally benefits from it, right, that's not called hanah. But if you normally pay for the procedure and you don't take any money, so then you're giving him monetary hanah. So if that's the pshat, lisnihachi, marpeo bechinam avalo beschar. We have to say, b'shuas hanefesh, refuas mamon, say simple. You got to heal him for free, but not for pay. El refuas nefesh gufo. Refuas nefesh means his physical being. You can heal him physically, for free. Refuas mamon behemto. Refuas mamon means to heal his property, his behemoth. Right, because that, you're benefiting him, physical thing. There's no mitzvah to heal animals. No mitzvah to be a veterinarian. There's a mitzvah to be a doctor. So if you heal his animal, you're giving him monetary benefit by saving his money. So Amar Rav Zuta Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Aval Omer lo Sam Ploni Yofelo, Sam Ploni Rali, give him advice. Can't actually do the healing, because that's already direct enjoyment. But you can give him advice, that's only incidental. Rashi. You know, no, advice how to heal his animal. Hechik toni masnisen marpeh rufus nefesh bechinam kolomer she'en lo hanoa ela she'machzik lo tova benafsho. There's no real monetary hanoa if you don't really charge, except he gets a benefit that he's healed. But the person's doing a mitzvah by healing him. Rufus nefesh gufo shimchola hamader mutter lemuder liveraposo. Also, it's not included in the nether. I never made a nether to Aser Hanoah that I need for my livelihood. Refuas mamon behemto shim cholso behemto asur l'rafoso mishun dekmahanile. But you did include your animal's healing in the nether, and it's also what's it called, a direct Hanoah. It's a monetary Hanoah. Aval Omer lo damira velo klumu. Just I'm telling him good advice. That's not called a monetary hanoah. That's also, it's an incidental hanoah. Okay. Mishnah. Veroche tzimo bambati gedola velo biktana. You can bathe together with the person who's not allowed to have hanoah from you, or that you're not allowed to have hanoah from him, in a big bathtub. You can go to a swimming pool together with him, but not in a small tub. The Yoshinim of Amita, you can sleep in the same bed with him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'yemosacham v'lo b'yemosakshamim. You can do that in the summer, but not in the winter. Because in the winter you get hanoah from the fact that there's another body there that's producing heat. But you can sit on the bed. You can eat together with him at the same table. But not from the same serving dish. Because we're afraid that, we'll see one second, we're afraid that the person will leave over for the other person to be Mahanahim. Right? I won't eat as much as I would want to in order to leave over for you, and you're not allowed to have Hanoah from me. So you're getting Hanoah from me by me scrimping on my food in order that you should be able to have. But if there's so much food, it's like, you know, a buffet, there's so much food that the leftovers are going to go back to the balabais. There's always going to be leftovers. Then you're not getting any hanoah from me scrimping. You could have had that food no matter what. Okay, Rashi. Veroche tzimo hamudarim hamadar avalo biktana mishum dekon mafshi maya minei umapishnomi havla. Two reasons why a small bath is not okay. One is that everybody gets in, the water level rises, and you have hanoah from the fact that you're able to wash better. And also, there's more heat if two people are in the bath. Avalomina, but in a big bath, it doesn't make that much of a difference. Avalomina tam chui biyachad, neshemar bebalabayas bishvilo. Because we're afraid that, what's it called, that the balabayas is going to give extra food, really, that you're going to scrimp and there's going to be more food for the other guy because you didn't eat, and therefore you're mahanahim. Aval ochel min atam chayachos lebal bayis in first bimora shedarken lechu ma'ad magzira lebal bayis. They only eat a little and they give back the leftovers. Sheish lohen ma'achil and har. There's a lot of ochel. There's a lot of food, so nobody's nehenda from anybody else in how much they eat or not. There's more than enough. Even this guy eats less, the other guy is not eating on his cheshbon. There's plenty to eat, even if this guy would eat more. Lo misani im eino ochel alamad v'amoser maser. Because anyway, you eat only a little bit and you give the rest back, and there's plenty of food. Inyan acher lo yochli momen atam chui tederu p'nei asuda la'acher shaloh ochlu kathi sovan machniin ha-moser v'nosimim l'bateyim. Right? The regular tam chui, people take the leftovers home. They eat what they can, they take what they can home. So therefore, if I don't take out home and I leave for you to eat, I'm mahani you. The hasam loyochalim al deshema echad mehem ochel pachos mechadero shiaviu mosel nevoteim cholkim b'shove. They bring the leftovers, they'll split it evenly. The nimtzezem mishtaker v'mashoachol chadero pachos mimenu. This guy therefore benefited by the other guy eating less, because now there's more leftovers to bring home. Aval in derech b'nei hasuda la'achar shoachlu machzirim mosel nebalabayis. They don't take the leftovers home. Whatever's left over goes back to the balabayis. V'shuv ein mosifim bekaris mutar lechlimo. So therefore, there's no hana, because if I eat a little, eat a lot, right, in the end, I don't get the leftovers anyway. Okay. Tanya. Lo yirchatz imo bambati. You can't bathe together with the person who's also to have hana from you, or vice versa. Velo yoshin imo b'mita, ben gedola ben ketana divrev meir. Doesn't make a difference. Big bed, small bed, where goes there a big bed out to a small bed. So a mayor holds usher in any situation. Rabbi Yehuda omer gedola b'yemosak shomim, right? In a big bed in yemosak shomim, when it's cold, then you can't sleep together. Even though you don't get any hanoah from the big bed, but we're afraid that you'll end up sleeping in a small bed in yemosak shomim, and then you will get hanoah from body heat. But a ktana b'yemosachama is mutter too, because you get no hanoa altogether. But a big one in the winter is also usher, because we're afraid that you'll end up sleeping in a small one. But a small one in the summer is mutter, because we're not afraid that if you sleep in a small bed in the summer, you'll come to sleep in a small bed in the winter, that not. Roche timo bambati gedola. You can bathe together in a big bathtub, where nobody gets in, the water level doesn't go up significantly because another person's there, or the heat isn't affected. Umezia imo biktana, and you can also go into a place where it's not water, it's just steam. A steam bath, you could go even a small one, because nobody benefits by another person being in a steam bath. Avomesev imo alhamita, right, you can sit together with him on the bed, we're not afraid that you can end up lying down. You can eat together. We're not afraid you're going to end up eating from him. What's it called? From his food. But not if you're eating from the same serving plate. It's like the Mishnah said, same idea. But you can eat from tamchui hachoser, right? If the leftovers go back to the balabayas. Omer Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, menatamchui Hachozer lebalabayis. What's tamchui hachozer? He just explains tamchui hachozer means that the leftovers go back to the balabayis, like we explained. No Rashi. Okay. Let's see. Lo yochal v'neknish. Lo yochal imo min ha'ovel shelifnei ha'poalim. Right? You can't eat from a big trough that they put the food before the workers. Right, because again, we're afraid that you'll scrimp on your food, and the other guy will have more to eat, or vice versa. Lo yasa imo ba'oman divrei meir. If you're working and hoeing or plowing, you can't work on the same row. The Gemara will explain why. V'chachomam osu barachav meir. You can work on the same row, just far away from each other. But if you're close to each other, the Gemara is going to say the reason is that you make the ground softer. It's easier for him than to plow or to hoe. Rashi. Lo yochli momen ha'ovish l'tnei ha'polim kli godlish nosim bo balabayis yirako sho'ochlim bo ha'polim. It's a big feeding trough that the balabayis puts vegetables and the workers eat from it. Yachat eat together. They all take from the same thing. Same reason the tamchui, we're afraid that this guy will eat less and the other guy therefore will have more to eat. Can't work with him on the same row. If you're again plowing, the car of lo plige to asher. Everybody holds that it, in the same row, and you're close by. It's asher to work together. Why? Ki plige berachut. The machlokas is only where you're far away. The shaila is: do you make a gzera far away to close? Reb Meir sover gazrin rachut mishum karov to komar pilela ara kameh. When you're close. So if you're digging in the ground or hoeing or plowing, right, in one place, right next to the other guy, it softens up the ground for him, makes it easier for him to hoe and plow. So you're making it easy for him, that's hana. But if you're far away, that doesn't apply. And what's it called? The Rav Meir holds you make a gzeira far away because we're afraid you come close. And Rabban and Savri lo gazrinan, we don't make such a gzeira. It's easier for the second guy to plow if the first guy plowed in close proximity to him before it. If you're hoeing, ma'adar or choresh, whatever, it's easier to do if the other person does it first close to you. It doesn't make any difference if it's far away, and the machlokas only is do we make a gzeira far away, at to being close.